daf is Erech and Daf Hey. We last left off on Erech and Daf Dalet Amud Beis. We were discussing the concept of Nidon Bekvodo. We had mentioned that a Tumtum and Androgynous do not have an Erech, but that the Chiddush was that they are Nidon Bekvodo, which means that if someone vows to give the Dmei Rosh of the Tumtum Androgynous, the value of the head of the Tumtum Androgynous, then they have to give the value of the entire Tumtum Androgynous to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Bedek HaBayis. So the Gemara had said that one might have had a Hava Amina, that anyone who is Eino Be'erichin is not Nidon Bekvodo. Anyone who doesn't have an Erech, like a Tumtum Androgynous, since they don't have a clear gender, are not Nidon Bekvodo, Kamash Malon, that even so, they are Nidon Bekvodo. So the Gemara raises the question, is that really so? He who does not have an erech, is it true that it's nidon bekvodo? Let's pick it up again from 7 lines or 8 lines before the end of the page. Vahatanya. So says Mar Vahatanya, Rosh Eved Zehegdish, if you say that I'm giving the head of this Eved to make it Hegdish, who the Hegdish shuktun bo, so he and Hegdish are partners in the Eved. Rosh Eved Machulach, if you say I'm selling you the head of this Eved, Misham in Binehem, they again evaluate the value and divide it between them. Rosh Chamor Ze Hegdish, similarly, if you say I'm giving the head of this Chamor to Hegdish, who the Hegdish shuktun bo, so again it's a partnership. Rosh Chamor Machulach, Misham in Binehem, it also gets divided evenly. Rosh Para Machulach, but when you say that you're giving the head of a Para, Lo Machra La Rosh Shal Para, then you're only selling the head of the parah, velo od, elafilu rosh parah hekdish, en lehekdish al rosha. Even if you dedicate the head of the parah to hekdish, hekdish only gets the head, not the rest of the body. Vamrav papa, damizdavin reisha detura bibay tabcha, that the head of a parah is different than the head of a chamar and the head of an eved, because the head of a parah is inherently valuable on its own, even absent the rest of the parah's body. They sell parah heads all the time by the butcher shop. V'chamaru para, so now the Gemara tries to bring the right. Here's Abaye's kasha. V'chamaru para less from be'erichin. Both chamar and para do not have an erich. They're not human beings. And we see ve'ein nidon bekvodo. We do not assume automatically that their head means the rest of their body also. So don't you see that whoever is not be'erichin also is not nidon bekvodo against what Rava tainod? Because Rava said that even though atumtum androgynous are not be'erichin, they are nidon bekvodo. So says Maral Tameh, if that's your kasha, tikshilach, if you're going to bring a raya from there, what about the case of the Eved? Tikshilach Eved, do you see be'erichin? The Eved does have an erech, ve'ein nidon bekvodo. And yet, by the Eved, we find that it's not nidon bekvodo. So the Eved case itself is problematic. Because if he has an erech, then he should vada be nidon bekvodo, and yet we see that he's not nidon bekvodo. Ella lo kasha, so you have to say, no, that Bryce is talking about something else entirely. Ha bekachim is be'ach, ha bekachim bedekabayis. When we say nidon bekvodo, that's when you're giving kache bedek habayis. That's when you're dedicating something to the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. But when you dedicate something for funds to be used for korbanos on the mizbeach itself, kache mizbeach, then we're going to say le'ein nidon bekvodo, that we're not going to evaluate the value of the entire person or entire animal based on a vow about the head alone. We only evaluate the value of the head alone. So b'mayu kinte, so what did we just say this price is talking about? Bekodshe mizbeach. That's talking about when you're dedicating something to be used on the mizbeach. But ema seifa, but if you read weiter, it says below, that if you say that I'm only giving the head of this part to Hekdish, Hekdish gets only the head. So I might tishot kedusha bekula, but if it's true that we're dealing with kachim mizbeach, isn't the halacha that when you dedicate the head of a para to kachim mizbeach, that the kedusha extends throughout the entire para? Milo tanya, don't we have a brisa after all that says as follows? The brisa has a machlokas, and certainly according to the second opinion quoted in this brisa, it's going to indicate that when you dedicate the head of a para to hegdish, that the entire animal becomes hegdish, because the brisa says as follows. Homer raglo zu shalola, if someone says that the regal of this animal should be a carbon ola, yachol te kula ola, so I may think that the whole thing should be an ola. Tamilom akala shayitin menel Hashem yiyah kodesh. Mimenu kodesh vel kula kodesh. We darshan that only some of it becomes kodesh, but the entire animal does not become kodesh. So we see at least by the regal, according to the Tanakhama, that we don't assume the kedusha extends to the rest of the animal, it's just only the regal that actually is kodesh when dealing with kachim mizbeach. Yachol teitzi l'chulin. I might think that it should go and be chulin. Tamalomar yiyeh b'avyaso teheda. No, the regel actually is huktash as a carbon olah. But how could you have only the leg of an animal huktash as a carbon olah and not the rest of the animal? Haketzad. What do you do in that kind of situation? Timacher l'tzarchei elos v'domei chulin chutz midmei oso ever sheba. You sell it for someone who needs a carbon olah. You sell the animal, and the money you get for it should be chulin money, except for the money of that aver. You're not allowed to take money for that aver to be used as chulin money. That aver is already huktash as an olah. Now it's going to be used as an olah. That's Rabbi Meir's shita. So essentially, Rameir Shita is that when you're makdish just the regal of an animal, the kedusha does not extend to the entire animal. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Minay Loman Ragla Shazu Al Shakula Ullah. No, we disagree. We say that if you are makdish only the regal of the animal is a carbon ullah, the entire animal becomes a carbon ullah. How do we know that? Talmud Omar, Kol Asher Yitin Menul Hashem Yeh Kodesh. The rabos as kula, the kol comes to be marbe that the entire animal is going to be kodesh, even when you were only makdish a small piece of it. So says the Gemara. Okay, good. So now it seems that we have a raya from the second opinion in this brisa, but certainly not from the first opinion. The Gemara says no. It's even a raya from the first opinion. Va'afilu man diyamar ein kula ola. Even the first opinion quoted in this brisa, that of Rabbi Meir, that when you're makdish the regel as an ola, the entire animal does not become an ola. That's because it was a regel. It wasn't a head. That's because you were makdish something that is not necessary for the animal to live. But if you are makdish a limb that the animal needs in order to survive, then the entire animal is going to, in fact, become hegedish. So we see from there, this is the end of the Gemara's kasha. How can you say that when you're makdish the rosh of the para, so only the rosh becomes hegdish, and when it's kachin is bayach? We see over here in this brisa, every opinion would say that when you're makdish for kachin is bayach, something that neshama tuluya bo, that the entire animal would become hegdish when you're makdish it as an ola. So it says the Gemara, no, even within the world of kachin is bayach, there are two types of kachin is bayach. Lo kasha, habikdush saguf, habikdush as damim. In the brisa where you were makdish the rosh of the para, you weren't makdish it to be a korban, you were makdish the rosh of the para for its value to be used toward paying for karbanos. But that para was never meant to be a karban, as opposed to this price of being makdish ragla shalzu, the regal of an animal as an ola, you're being makdish the animal to be the kedushas haguf itself, to be what's actually used as the karban. So in that situation, we're going to say that it's kula ola, that the entire animal taka becomes a karban ola. So frankly, Gemara of maru damar makdish zachar ledamav kadosh kedusha saguf. But didn't we say that if you're makdish an animal only for its value, only kedushas damim, by definition it takes on kedusha saguf? In the first parak of Maseches Tmura, in the Dafir Aleph and Beis, Rashi quotes the Gemara, says, if you're hiktish zachar ayil, that's ro'i to be used as a carbon olah, and you're makdish it not to be used as a carbon olah, but for its value to be used to pay for a carbon olah, well, too bad. The animal itself is going to become a carbon olah. Once the kedushas damim hits the animal, kedushas haguf immediately hits the animal as well. Even though you weren't trying to make it kadosh with kedushas haguf, it automatically becomes kadosh with kedushas haguf. So the Gemara wants to suggest maybe we should say the same thing by the rosh para. When you're makdish the rosh of the para for the dmei ola, granted you're only trying to be makdish it with kedushas mamon, but by definition, just like when you're makdish a zachar only l'damav, it becomes kedushas haguf. When you're makdish the rosh of the para, it should also become kedushas haguf and should be huktash as the carbon itself, and therefore the kedusha should extend throughout the entire animal. Why is it that we say that only the head is kadosh? Says Malo Kasha, Hadikdish Kula, Hadikdish Chadever. Big difference between being makdish an entire animal and being makdish for kedushas damim, where it will automatically turn into kedushas haguf and be makdish only a single aver, in that situation, we're not going to say it automatically will turn into kedushas haguf. Why not? Because Rashi points out you would need a double migo to make it into the kedushas haguf. Number one, you would have to say that migo de kadosh chad aver kachinami kula, that since you will makdish one aver of the animal, mimela, the whole animal becomes kadosh. And number two, you need to say, "Umigo denachle kedushas damim, nachle kedushas aguf." That once it has kedushas damim, so mele it's going to have kedushas aguf also. That once you try to give kedushas damim, automatically it's going to turn into kedushas aguf. Says more trei migo. Says Rashi trei migo lo aminan. We're not going to say trei migo. So that's why when you're makdish an entire animal for kedushas damim, and the animal itself is roy to be used as a karban, so then it automatically becomes kedushas aguf. Where your makt is just an aver of a para, it does not automatically become kedushas haguf. It's only kedushas damim. Fine, frakta gemara chad aver nami boyu bayulan. But the truth is, it was originally a shaila about chad aver. It wasn't so pashut. Oh, before we even get to that, it's interesting. Tosus has an interesting ha'ar over here. The lashon v'hamar hu da'amar. But you, master, are the one who said. Who's talking to who over here? So this is Abaye talking to, presumably, Rabba. That's how the conversation seems to play out in the Gemara. Says Tosos, it cannot be Abaye talking to Rabba. It has to be Abaye talking to... it seems like it's Abaye talking to Rava. So, because Rava was the one that said Nidon Bekvodo, and Abaye was the one who questioned this whole idea of Yisei Be'erichin being Nidon Bekvodo. So it sounds like it's Abaye talking to Rava, saying Vahamar Huda Amar. Says Tosfos, can't be. Abaye wouldn't refer to Rava as Mar. He would refer to Rabba as Mar. Rava was Abaye's chaver, he was his contemporary, he was an equal. You don't find someone referring to a contemporary as Mar. Fractosus, but yes you do. Rav Yosef refers to Abaye, who was his Talmud, he was less than his equal, he was his Talmud, as Mar de Gavar Rabba hu Yoda Maika Amina. So says, yeah, but that was different, because Abaye had unique understandings of Rav Yosef that no one else had. And that's why Rav Yosef was comfortable referring to him as Mar. But typically speaking, you do not find someone refer to anybody but their Rebbe as Mar. So anyway, now the Gemara just points out, even when you makdish just one Aver with Kedushas Damim, it was actually a Shaila to buy Rabba. Rabba raised the following Shaila. Hikdish Aver Ledam of Mahu. What if you makdish a single Aver of an animal just to have Kedushas Damim? What's the din? The whole shaila is when the animal doesn't have any mum. It could have theoretically been used as a karban. But over here, it's not a shaila. We know that it's not going to take on kedushas haguf because we're dealing with an animal, a para that's a balmum. How do I know we're dealing with a para that's a balmum? Because we said it in the same breath as a discussion about a chamor and an eved. And a chamor and an eved certainly have a din of a balmum when it comes to karbanos. They're certainly not kosher to be used as karbanos. So mainly the para we're talking about must be a para that has issues. What kind of issues? That it's a balmum, and therefore it's no shaila that when you're makdish one of its evarim for kedusha stamim, that the kedusha does not extend as kedusha saguft on the whole animal. So, frankly, Gemara balmum nami bo yivari lemba balmum is also a shaila debayi rabba demei roshi legabi mizbeach mahu. What if someone says, I'm going to give the value of my head to the mizbeach? So the shaila was, do we assume that it's the value of his entire body or not? So ki yibayilan mekami deshama lahamas nisa. No, that was only a shaila before we were able to be poshet from this brisa that it does not extend in the entire animal, or in this case, the entire person. Hashem deshama lahamas nisa lami bayilan. Once we have this brisa about the rosh para, so then it's not a shaila anymore. We know that only the head is actually kadosh. Gufa, Bai Rabba, so Rabba raised the Shaila, Demei Roshi, Legabe Mizbeach, Mahu. What's the din if I say I'm going to give the value of my head to the Mizbeach? Nidon Bikfodo? Oi, Nidon Bikfodo. Do we assume that it means the entire value of the person or not? Lo Ashkon B'damim Deim Nidon Bikfodo. On the one hand, we don't find anywhere that you say you're going to give the value of your head where it's not nidon bekvodo. Odom lashon legabe mizbeach the nidon bekvodo. But then again, we don't find anywhere that kadshe mizbeach is nidon bekvodo. So take it. So the Gemara says we're not sure. Boy Rava asks similarly. Erchi alai legabe mizbeach ma. What if a person says erchi alai? Now normally when you say erchi alai, it means that the money is going to go to the bedek habayis. But over here, the guy said erchi alai legabe mizbeach. I mean, I want to pay my erech. but it's going to go to the Mizbeach. So what's the din there? Nidon behesog yad away, nidon behesog yad. Does he, if he's an ani and he can't afford to pay the full erech, do we take a shekel from him like we would with a normal ani in an erech situation? Lo ashkan be'erech and dey nidon behesog yad. On the one hand, every case of erech, we always have a din of hesog yad. Odilma lo ashkan legabim Mizbeach, the mifrik al b'shavya. But on the other hand, we don't find any kach in Mizbeach that can ever be redeemed for anything less than equal value. So how could you rely on hesog yad over here? So teku. So it has characteristics of both. We're not sure which way to go. We leave it as a teku. Boy Ravashi. Ravashi has another shayla. Hikdish te'achuza legabi mizbeach mahu. What if a person is makdish the te'achuza for the mizbeach? Do we say, well, generally speaking, when you makdish steachuza, there is a clear formula as to how to redeem a steachuza, that you pay beis zera chomer saorim 50 shekel kesef, x amount of money per year left till the yovel year to redeem the steachuza. So should we say that that's the amount over here, or should we say no, because this was for kachim mizbeach, and for kachim mizbeach we never find anything less than equal value being useful in redeeming the kachim mizbeach? Teku, the Gemara leaves this question as well unresolved. So all these questions remain as a teku. Okay, says the Gemara weiter now. New Mishnah. Pachos min chodesh nidar avalo nerach. One can say that he's going to give the damim of a pachos min shloshim, of a child who's less than 30 days old, to the Beis Hamikdash, the value, because he does have a value, but one cannot say he's going to give the erech of a pachos miben shloshim, because there is no erech for someone who's pachos miben shloshim. So says the Gemara Tan Rabban, and we have a brisa. Hamarich pachos miben chodesh, Rameir, Rameir nosin dama. If someone says he's going to give the erech of someone who's less than 1 month old, so Rameir says you don't give the erech, you give his value. The Chum mamar klum, and the Chum say no, you don't give anything. The statement is completely worthless to say that I'm going to give the erech of someone's pachos miben shloshim. There is no erech in the Torah. So what are they arguing about? They both agree you don't give the erech because there is no erech. Why is it that Rameir says you do give his value? You never promised his value. You said you can give his erech. And the Chumash say you give nothing. So Rameir Savreina the Motzi Dvar V'Vatala. We have a chazaka that people don't like to just waste words and say things that don't mean anything. Yodea she'in erech in the pachos miben chodesh. The guy knows that there's no such thing as an erech for less than 30-day-old person. So what did he mean when he said I'm going to give the erech of Bach's Minat Shloshim? What he must have meant is that he's going to give the damim. For Rabban and Sabri, and the Rabban say Adam Motzi Devar V'Vatala. People absolutely waste words all the time, and therefore when he said the erech of Bach's Minat Shloshim, it's like he was saying blah 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 blah. It doesn't mean anything. He wasn't saying anything of any value. He was wasting words like people tend to do. That's the shita of the Chachamim. So it says, oh, now we have this machlok from Meir and the Chum, whether people waste words or not. So, who does Rav Gidol Amrav assume like when he says the following halacha? Ha'omer erech kli alai. What if a person accepts upon himself to pay the erech of a kli? Now, we know that kelim do not have an erech. And what does Rav Gidol Amrav say? No saying, damim. He gives the monetary value of the kli. So we see it's not that he said blah blah blah, that we view it as he said nothing. We view it as if he meant to say, I want to give the value of the kli. So who's that going like? Rabbi Meir. That's going like Rabbi Meir, because by the Pachos Miben Shloshim, Rabbi Meir assumes that the guy meant to say, I'm going to give the value of the Pachos Miben Shloshim, not the Erech. There is no Erech. He must have meant the value. So says Rabbi Pshita, the Rabbi Meir Asi. Of course he's going like Rabbi Meir. He's saying exactly the same thing as Rabbi Meir. Says Rabbi Meir, no. One might have thought that Rabbi Gidol Amrav is even going within the Shita of the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon only say that your words are meaningless when you were noder the erech of a pachos miben shloshim, but not by a kli. There's a big difference. What's the difference? Hasam who detayu saver keich dik erech in the ben chodesh, he could not mean pachos miben chodesh. It's a reasonable mistake for a person to make to assume that just like a 31-day-old baby has an erech, a 29-day-old baby would also have an erech. And therefore, he clearly meant to give the erech of a 29-day-old baby, which doesn't exist, and that's why he doesn't have to pay anything. Aval hacha delek lemiti, but over here, there's no mistake. Vaday adam yodea shein erech lekli. Everybody knows a kli doesn't have an erech. the gamav amr, the shem danim. So if he says he's going to give the erech of the kli, it's clear what he meant. He didn't mean the erech of the kli, and therefore it's not as if he said nothing, because there is no erech of the kli. He clearly meant to say, I'm going to give the actual value of the kli. That's what one might have thought the Rabbanim would say in this case. Kamash v'lan, therefore, Rav Gidel Amrav tells me that no, even according to the Rabbanim, the Rabbanim would maintain their same shita by the Kli as well. That Rav Gidel Amrav is only going within the shita of Rav Meir. The Rabbanim would maintain that even by the Kli, it's as if he said nothing, as if he said blah 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 blah, and there is no chiyuv on him whatsoever. Merit Al Ghazi just raised an interesting point. Says, why does Rav Meir hold because the klal sheinod mosid v'al v'atala, that it must be that he meant to say I'm giving the value of the 25-day-old baby? Maybe you're right. Einod the mosid v'al v'atala, but how do you know what he meant? That he meant to say I'm giving the value. Maybe what he meant to say is that I'm going to give his erech once he turns 30 days old. That I want to give the erech of this baby as soon as he hits the point of having an erech. So says the Marit Al Ghazi, what you see from here is that if you say about someone who's less than 30 days old, Ercho Alai La'achar Shiye Ben Chodesh, that you want to pay his Erech for after he turns 30 days old, you do not become Chayiv in his Erech, even though it's just a matter of time till he becomes 30 days old. So that's what it seems from the Gemara. Otherwise, why is your marriage just automatically making the assumption that you meant Damim? Problem is, Marit Al-Ghazi says, it doesn't work out so well. Why should Erechim be different than Pidyon HaBen? By Pidyon HaBen, it's Efshar, it's possible to be poda a child within 30 days for after 30 days. The Gemara says that explicitly in Meseches Bechoros and Afmem Tesem Beis. So why is it that by Erechim it should be impossible, that you shouldn't be able to promise the Erech for after he ultimately has an Erech? And also, Reb Meir's shita is Adam Makna Davar Shalom Eliyolam. So really, it should really work to be Mechayiv yourself prior to the 30-day birthday of the child, because you could be Makna Davar Shalom Eliyolam, according to Reb Meir. So it doesn't seem to fit so beautifully with Reb Meir's shita in general. Says the Gemara Vayter on the top of Daf Hamad Beis. If Rav Gidel Amrav was saying his entire shita only within Reb Meir, meaning when Rav Gidel Amrav says that if you say you're going to give the erech of the kli, that you really mean to say the damim of the kli, and that's only going within Reb Meir, who said that when you say you're going to give the erech of a pachsim ben shloshim, that you have to give the damim of a pachsim ben shloshim. Well, what's the chiddush of Gidel Amrav? It's just an extension of exactly what Reb Meir said. It's a repetition kamat of what Reb Meir said. What's the extra chiddush? So it says we're in a mal detaim a time Reb Meir hasan the gazer pachsim ben chodesh atu ben chodesh. One might have thought that the reason for Reb Meir, the reason Reb Meir says that you give the value, is because we make a gzera that you have to give something when you promise the erech of a human being. Because if we see that you're not giving something, people will think that people will stop giving money when they designate when they promise the erech of a human being who has an erech also. So as a gzera, they said, okay, whenever you are noted the erech of a human being, even when it's pachas ben chodesh and he doesn't have an erech, you got to pay something. So that's why Reb Meir would say you pay money. Aval hacha delek lemigzah, but there's no gzera that needs to be made by a kli. Say melo, I might think you can get away without paying anything. So kamash melo, and that's why it has to come and teach me that Reb Meir's reasoning had nothing to do with the gzera. Tamid Reb Meir deinod mosi tvarlo vatala. Reb Meir was all about deinod mosi tvarlo vatala. Simply that we assume people don't waste their words. Loshna hacha v'loshna hacha, whether you had promised the erech of a pachs ben shloshim or whether the erech of a kli. Kaman az lahad amarav bar yosef amarav ami la amarav yeva bar yosef amarav. Who is the following shita like? The following shita that says, hamaktish behemas chavero nosein dameha, that if someone is maktish the behema of his friend, he has to pay the value of that behema to Hegdish. Now, typically speaking, obviously you can't be Maktish Shadavar Sheino Shalom. You cannot be Maktish something that does not belong to you. Yet, we say that when a person is Maktish his friend's behema, he has to pay the value of that behema. Who's that assuming like? So come on, Reb Meir, must be like Reb Meir, that you must have meant something, because a person is not Motzi Dvar L'Vatala, and therefore you must have meant is that you're being Maktish the value of that animal. So Frekli Gemara Bar Ha Amra Rav Chad Zimna Damar Gidol Amrav Amra Kli Alay Nasi in damav. What does this teach me beyond being being noda the erech of a kli, where you have to give the value because they know the mostly dvar levatala? Why is that any different than this case of being maktish beimas chavero? So it says more. No, it's not so. It's not so clear that they're the same. I might have thought that it's only in the case of the kli, where a guy knows that there's no erech to a kli, so clearly his intent is to give it l'shem damim. Avol behema de bas mikdashi ikal behema de halchi kamar. But by a behema which could theoretically become kadosh, one might have assumed that what the guy means to say is follows: iaminu lo lemara mizben la nehali tikdosh lo mehashta v'ikrava. That if I manage to convince the owner to sell it to me, then I'm being makdash it meikara as a karban. That's what I might have thought. Avol damilo kamar, but he never meant to say that he's going to give the value if the owner never sells it to him. That's what I would have assumed the halach is. And that's why he has to come and tell me no. And what he means to say is that he's going to give the value of it right now, and that he's not going to make no effort in trying to convince the owner to sell it to him. It has nothing to do with trying to sell it to him. Amar Vashi, Vuhudamar Alai, Avalamar Harezu, Lo. This idea that he has to pay the value of the animal is only if he says, Demei Behemas Chavero Zu Alai, to be makriv, then he has to give the behema, because he clearly wasn't being makdish the animal itself, but the value of the animal. But if he says zoo and he doesn't say a lie, so then lo amar klum, then clearly his statement has no value whatsoever, because then clearly he's trying to be makdish the animal itself and not just the damim, not just the monetary value of the animal. Fine. So that Mishnah about being ma'arich samnus pachas miben shloshim. Now in the Chiddush Rameir Simcha, on this line over here, where the Gemara says that a behema, since it's ra'i to become kadosh, so maybe his assumption was we should have assumed that he meant that if I convince the owner to sell it to me, then I'll make it kadosh. So it says Rabbeinu Meir Simcha Mitvinsk in his Chidushim that if he would have said this, then the taka would be hegdish. If a guy were to actually say, I will make it hegdish if I can convince the owner to sell it to me, then it would be hegdish. According to Rav in Maseches Bava Metzia and after Zayinam Beis, that if you say Sodazu l'she'echena kadosh, that you say you're going to be makdish a field when you buy it, the kedusha is chal on the field as soon as you buy it. And even if you don't paskin like Rav over there, nevertheless, it's still chayiv midin neder. You made a neder that you're going to be makdashit as soon as you buy it, so then you will have to be makdashit, you'll be mechuyiv to be makdashit as soon as you buy it. So that halacha would taka be true if, in fact, the person said this explicitly. Algamon was talking about a case where a guy never said this explicitly. He just said that he's being makdash the behavior of his friend. But if he taka were to say explicitly that if he can convince the owner to sell it to him, that from he's making a kadosh for the mizbeach, then that statement would in fact be binding. The Rambam in Erechim v'Charam in Perek Vav Halacha Lamed Aleph writes, Yira'i li, says the Rambam, it appears to me, even though you can't be makdash something that's lo bali olam, if you say harei alai lahakdisho harei zeh, you could take a neder that when something is going to be bali olam, that you will be makdashit, and that will be a binding neder. And if you don't follow that neder, it will be a violation of bali yachol devaro. Fine. Next Mishnah, says the Mishnah on Daf Hamid Beis. Ovid Kochavim, if you have a guy, Rabbi Romer Nerech of Lo Marech, he could be the subject of an Erech, but he can't make an Erech vow. Rabbi Yehuda Omer the opposite, Marech of Lo Nerech. He could make a Neder vow, an Erech vow, but he cannot be the subject of an Erech. He doesn't have an Erech. But everyone agrees that a guy can be both the subject and the participant in a neder, where you're giving the damim, the value of something, to the mikdash. So says Marta Rabban, we have a brayso. Bnei Yisrael ma'arichin, veinav dechav ma'arichin. Brayso says we darshan that Bnei Yisrael can make an erech vav, but goyim cannot. Yachal lo yehu ne'erachin. So I might have thought they can't be ne'erach either. Tavan lomar ish divremer. That's why the pasuk says ish. That's Rameir Shita. To tell me that he can be Ne'arach, he just can't be Ma'arich. So basically what we have over here is, we have one Riboy and one Miut. So we know that we're supposed to include a guy in something, either in being Ma'arich or being Ne'arach. Rameir chose to include the guy in being Ma'arich, in ne'arach, but not in being ma'arich. So it says Rameh, 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 v'chim yachash mikrach v'marbe, mikrach v'mimayit, v'nei ma'amur, ni omer ne'arach v'lo ma'arich. What made me choose this path to say that he's ne'arach v'lo ma'arich? Because the Torah includes more ne'arachim than there are ma'arichim. The Torah is more expansive in allowing people to be ne'arach than it does in allowing to be people to be ma'arich. Because after all, cherishot v'katan can be ne'arach. They have an erach, but they can't make a neder of erichin because they don't have das. So you see, it's easier to be on the list of a ne'arach than it is to be on the list of a ma'arich. That's why a guy is ne'arach but not ma'arich. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'nei Yisrael ne'arach and v'nei Avdechav ne'arach. No, a guy cannot be ne'arach. Yachalo you ma'arich, and you might think he can't be ma'arich either. Tamalomer ish. That's why the pasuk says ish, tell me he can be ma'arich. So Rabbi Yehuda takes the same psukim, but he dashes it in the opposite way. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda has to explain himself also. If you have two psukim, one is coming to be marbe, one is coming to be ma'it, so what would make you say that the guy should be able to be ma'arich but not ne'arach? No, because you find that it's easier to be on the list of ma'arichin than it is to be on the list of ne'arachin. Shrei tumtum v'androgynous ma'arichin, avalo ne'arachin. Because after all, tumtum and androgynous are ma'arichin, but they are not ne'arachin. They can make an erach vow because they have das, but they don't have an erach because they don't have a clear gender. So you see, it's easier to be on the list of ma'arichin, and that's why a guy is on the list of people who can be ma'arich, but not on the list of people to be Narach. So who do we pass the night? Amar Rava, Hilchas say the Rabbi Meir Mistavra. Rabbi Meir's halacha is more Mistavra, to be correct, but Taimei lo Mistavra, his logic is not so compelling. Taimei de Rabbi Yehuda Mistavra, the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda is very Mistavra, but Hilchas say lo Mistavra, but his bottom line conclusion is not so compelling. Hilchas say to Rabbi Meir, so what does this mean? Hilchas say to Rabbi Meir Mistavra, the reason Rabbi Meir's halacha is compelling is the Chziv, the Pasuk says, lo lachem v'lanu libnos beis Elokeinu, that Goyim should not be allowed to participate in Bedek HaBayis, in helping to build the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why Rebbe Meir makes sense that a guy cannot be ma'arich, because we can't allow him to donate money to the Bedek HaBayis. But Taimei lo Mistavra, but Rebbe Meir's logic about it being easier to be on the list of ne'arachim, because after all, Cher Shotev Katan is on the list of ne'arachim, that's not compelling at all. The Kamaisi lo Mecher Shotev Katan, he's bringing a raya from Cher Shotev Katan, shiny Cher Shotev Katan, they'll have B'nai Dei on the new, Cher Shotev Katan don't have any das, that's why they can't be ma'arich. But any B'nai Das automatically are on the list of ma'arichin. So Rebbe Meir's logic is not compelling, but there happens to be another pasuk that backs up his psak. Time of Rabbi Yehuda Mistavra, Rabbi Yehuda's logic is more compelling than Kamaisa Limitum to Androgynous. Because after all, Tumtum Androgynous cannot be Ne'arach, but can be Ma'arich. Da'afgav de B'nai De'aninu, Miatin Rachmona, even though they have Das, they are excluded from being Ne'arach. Hilchasei lo Mistavra, so, and therefore makes sense that a guy should be the same. But Hilchasei lo Mistavra, but the halachic conclusion of Rabbi Yehuda is still incorrect, because Rabbi Yehuda is assuming that a guy can be Ma'arich and therefore give money to the Bedek HaBayis. But after all, the pasuk says that Goy cannot participate in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda, hi, lo lechem v'lanu, my avodai. What did Rabbi Yehuda do with the pasuk of lo lechem v'lanu? How does he deal with that pasuk that seems to indicate that a guy is not allowed to participate in the Bedek HaBayis? Why does he allow a guy to participate in the Bedek HaBayis? Amar Chisa, Amar Avimi, v'erchel nignaz. No, he never says that the money that the guy is ma'arich is actually going to go to the Bedek HaBayis. Just says that the guy becomes chayiv to pay that erech. What do we do with that erech? We're gonez the money. You can't use the money for anything. Elameata, if that's the case, that it's nignaz, then lo yimalubo, then there should be no mi'ila on that money. Detanan, chamish chatos hamesos, umos holchos liyam melech lonen, vlo molin. That in general, when you have chatos hamesos, animals that have to be left to die, the halacha is that the money goes to liyam melech, and there's no mi'ila. Whenever you can't use the money, there's not going to be mi'ila on that money. So if Rabbi Yehuda is in fact saying that a goy can be ma'arich, but that money cannot be used for anything, then there shouldn't be a violation of Me'ila when one gets Hanoah from that money. Alama Tanya, why then do we have a Brisa that says, that if a guy is makdish something lebedek habayis, that there is Me'ila? After all, shouldn't it just be Nignaz and not be subject to Me'ila? No, you know what Rabbi Yehuda does with the pasuk of lo lechem v'lanu, that you can't use goyish money to build the Beis Hamikdash. After all, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you do, that a guy can make an erech vow. No, Rabbi Yehuda just meant to say that that Rabbi Yehuda will understand that pasuk of lo lechem v'lanu to dafka be referring to a situation where the goyim want to take control of the donations to the Bedek HaBayis so that they can hold up the construction and hold us back from completing the construction in a timely fashion. That's what's going on. If you look at Rashi on the bottom, Mishum Rifi on Yadayim, Mishum Shaloyu Miskavnim Latova, they weren't trying to do good. They were trying to get a say in the construction process. That would delay the whole procedure. Until they could finally convince Koresh not to build the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we didn't accept money from them. But there's no halacha that a guy is not allowed to participate in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Absolutely, a guy is allowed to participate and donate money toward the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's how Rabbi Yehuda would understand lalacha melana. It's interesting, the Rambam in Erechim v'Charamim, Perek Aleph, Halach Vav, writes that if a guy is a guy can be the subject of an Erechim vow, cannot make an Erechim vow. Essentially, the Rambam paskins, like Rabbi Meir, and the Ravid says, I don't understand. Machlok Shabidur Meir, the rule is, we always pass like Rabbi Huda. Why is the Rambam passing like Rabbi Meir? So says Ravid, maybe because Rava said that the halacha of Rabbi Meir is a more mistaver over here. That's why he passes like him. Molechem v'lanu. That's why he wanted to say, he wanted to pass like Rabbi Meir against the general klal. The Ravid says, Einu Mechuvah doesn't really make sense because how can you take a halacha psuka that we always pass in B'kol Makom Rabbi Yehuda and reject it based on a comment of Rava that it's more mistaver, that one way is more mistaver? What do you mean mistaver? We have a halacha, a klal in Shas that we always pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why it's very strange that the Rambam would pass in like Rabbi Meir. It happens to be Tosfos writes that Lechori, what you have to say is Rava changed his mind even from his mistavra. When Rava said originally that it's mistaver, that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, why did he say it's mistaver? Because of the compelling pasuk, lo lechem v'lanu, live in a space that will come, that Goyim can't participate in the building of the Beis HaMikdash, which implies that he can't give any sort of erech, so he can't be ma'arich. But l'chora, that's against the sheet of Rav Meir, who holds in the Mishnah that even though a guy can't be ma'arich, a guy could be noder. Even Rav Meir himself says in the Mishnah that a guy can be noder, that he can make a neder. So we do paskin that he can be so apparently everyone paskins the guy can be misnadig lebedek habayis. So what must be is that Rava must have been chozer at the end of the Gemara and held that lo lechem v'lanu is like the Gemara said at the end within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that lo lechem v'lanu is only in times where they're trying to take control and delay the process. And even Rav Meir would be moded at that, the maskana, that's what lo lechem v'lanu means. Because after all, both shittos in the Mishnah said that a guy is able to be noder. The Radvaz writes that according to the Rambam, that he passed on the Rav Meir lahalacha, it's muchach that he holds that Rava did not change his mind, the maskana. Because that was the whole reason to pass on the Rav Meir, was because Rava thought he was mistaver. But if you think Rava changed his mind, then there would be really no reason whatsoever left to pass in like Rav Meir. So the Ravaz says it must be that the Rambam held against that Tosfos. Okay, I guess we'll stop there. Be'ez Hashem will pick up on Daf Vav Amud Aleph at the top tomorrow. Be'ez Hashem.